Today's Pit Breakdown with Doran, Pat, and Bill Hillgrove is brought to you by Gatorade, available at Giant Eagle stores. We'll get back to Steelers-Browns for the remainder of the show, but a pit stop here, if you will. And before we get into this weekend's matchup against Louisville or talk a little pit hoops, Bill, as I understand it, we're supposed to wish you a happy birthday. 84 years young. Happy birthday to you, you legend.
You got it wrong. It's 48, and I'm dyslexic.
I mean, Bill, the voice as good as it's ever been. You still work your tail off. I mean, you doing this till you're 100?
You know, I don't know what the future brings, but I will say this. I've said the word shucks many times in my life, but I never spell it the way the Louisville quarterback does.
Absolutely.
Let's talk. You want to talk hoops? Okay. This team is pretty special. 25 assists on 35 made field goals against VMI. I know the competition wasn't, you know, what some other teams have brought, but, you know, that's still outstanding. And the triple-double, well, I've seen two in my lifetime, and one by Bub last year and one by Jalen this year. So that team, I think the sky's the limit.
Billy, from your assessment, how much better can this team, this basketball team, get, you know, as the year does go on? I mean, we're still in the infant stage of the season, but can you see this team growing as the months do go on and becoming a really, really complete basketball team?
Yes, and I think the reason is Delicic, you know, he's still kind of feeling his way into the situation, but this guy can shoot the three. And that gives them one more weapon that, frankly, right now they don't seem to need. But, you know, I think with his rounding into player shape and game shape, I think this team gets better. I really believe that.
Billy, obviously the Clemson game was gut-wrenching, but you have to admire the fight of Nate Yarnell. Sacked 8 times, threw for 350.
Got punched in the head.
Got punched in the head. They finally called it. I think that says a lot about who he is.
The scoreboard called it.
That's true.
That's the first time I've seen a penalty called by the scoreboard, but you know, all of a sudden there was a flag on the field. I said, "Oh,
mysteriously."
I saw the arm bar, and so did everybody else. But apparently, some people with striped uniforms didn't see it, and you know, they finally made the right call. But and then, of course, that's going to get Dabo to complain. But you know, it shouldn't have gotten away, but it did. And you tip your hat, you know, their quarterback, a 50-yard quarterback draw, and we didn't have anybody home. And, you know, I remember asking Pat Narduzzi afterwards, if the football gods could grant you one wish, what would it be? He said, I should have blitzed on that play. But, you know, that's hindsight, and tip your hat. They made a great play and made more plays than Pitt.
Billy, how do you feel for Saturday? Two games left, clearly. We're going to fly to Louisville tomorrow. How do you feel this team could potentially bounce back after two losses?
Well, if they fight like they did last Saturday, it should be a great game. And I know Louisville's favored by more than a touchdown. They're coming off a tough loss. You know, I sort of feel that if they fight, they're going to be right in it at the end. But, you know, that's why they play the games, and anybody who predicts them should know that the game takes a life of its own.
Billy, let's transition to the Steelers. What are your fondest memories of Cleveland?
One of them was, I think the Steelers were down 3 touchdowns in the fourth quarter one year. And then Ben just caught fire, and we ended up beating him by a narrow margin. It might have been even 1 point. And I remember doing the wrap-up with Tunch, and the stadium by that time was mostly empty. And I happened to glance down out of the booth, and there in a section all by himself was this older man weeping with his head in his lap, you know. And I just said, wow, you know, that kind of sums up the Browns against the Steelers, at least in, you know, the latter part of my lifetime. I remember when the reverse was true. But, you know, we've kind of struggled there a little bit recently. And so I think it's up to Mike Tomlin and the troops to prove that they're the superior football team. And just go out and do it. I know this part of the schedule gets a little lumpy for Pittsburgh, but everybody knew that as they looked at it, said they better make hay while the sun shines. Well, they've done that. But you know what? You know what's interesting is that some of the critics are saying that the Steelers have lucked themselves into an 8-2 record. I don't believe that one bit. You know, what do they count? W's. The stats don't mean anything except that one. But there are some doubters, so let's see if they're right and I'm wrong.
Steelers count W's. Jameis Winston eats them. And by the way, that fan who was crying in the stands, Ken Carmen, Dorn, is who that was, weeping into his arms. Oh.
Watch yourself.
Bill, really, really appreciate your time as always. Happy birthday to you, and have a great call to the Louisville game.
Thank you. We'll enjoy it.
See you, Bill.
Thanks, Billy.
The best.
The best. 84 years young. All right, let's get into that actually a little bit coming up next. React to what Bill had to say. Lucky. Lucky? Come on now. Plus, you can give us a ring or leave us a voicemail on the Odyssey app like Matt Zagarelli did.
Morning, boys. Steelers going to win this game 31-10 because this is what I think of the Cleve Brownies. Let's go.
This is going down the toilet.
I love it.